The words and vision of John Winthrop were prophetic. He said, in effect, from the Bible, if America would follow the ways of God, then the blessings of God that came on Israel would come upon America. What blessings? Peace, prosperity, security, power. So America would become the most blessed, most prosperous, most powerful nation the world had ever seen. It was all there in the words of John Winthrop prophetically in Massachusetts Bay. Now, people quote from John Winthrop the vision of the city on the hill, but they rarely quote what else he said right after that. He said this. It was a prophetic warning, also based on Moses' words in Deuteronomy 28. He said, but if we turn away from God, if we deal falsely with him, if we go after other gods, the gods of our prophets, like money, our pleasures, then in effect, he said, the judgments that came on ancient Israel would come upon America. Now, interesting, and I'm going to speak more about this in a few moments, but the harbinger is basically, when I was led to write that book, is seeing the same patterns, the judgments of Israel with America. But it's a prophetic warning that he gave embedded in the foundation of the nation. So what happened to ancient Israel? God blessed it, but in the midst of its blessings, it turned from God. It began subtly at first, then increasingly brazenly. It drove God out of its public squares, drove God out of its culture, drove God out of its lives. It promoted sexual immorality. What was evil, it now called good. What was good, it now called evil. It offered up its own children as sacrifices to the gods, and then began persecuting the righteous who still upheld the word of God.